in the studio are marathon runners, but by all accounts, it's quite tough to run a marathon.
We should run half a marathon every week.
Yeah, half a marathon is not a marathon.
Getting hit in your body every week. Come on, give me some credit.
Now, a marathon runner over in Fort Lauderdale in Florida in the US has been busted cheating. Now, this is one of the best. And one of the reasons why social media and selfies is a bad idea in some ways. So she came second in this big marathon over there in Florida. She had a photo taken of herself, and in the photo, her GPS tracker watch was visible.
Sure.
And a very keen-eyed viewer, spectator, zoomed in and saw that she hadn't run the required distance to come second.
That's great.
Isn't that brilliant?
You got caught up by a Fitbit.
Yes!
Good job.
It's amazing. But the funny thing is, she to her credit, Jane Seo, she did then on her Facebook page, she came clean. I made a horrible choice. I got swept away in the moment. I admit my foolishness. I'm extremely ashamed. But funny, my brain quickly went to, why wouldn't you immediately blame the technology? Well, that's a faulty watch.
100%.
I know, Feb. Like,
why would you?
Wouldn't you say, and especially say if like your daughter or something's listening, honesty is the best policy, Feb? Yeah, would you not say?
Yeah, but public humiliation's no fun. And if you can find a way around it, go for it.
Find it. Like, find the loophole.
That is being busted. Like, totally. Like, it's one thing to cheat, but to get caught with a smoking gun and no way out. Like, there's no. Well, she did have the way.
She had a way. Where there's a rule, there's a way.
But I remember when I was at uni, I similarly got busted with the smoking gun because.
Marathon running. No, classic boxy.
I remember, and it was like silly, like classical Greek studies or something. I didn't really care about it, but I hadn't studied, and I'd written. You know how, like, I got frustrated at uni that some subjects you could take in a dictionary or the book, and then other subjects you're not allowed anything. And I'm like, well, that's not really fair. So I wrote some notes on my hand.
I don't think you can ever take the book in, mate.
No, you can. I'm telling you. You can take in a book. You can take in a dictionary in some English arts subjects. I'm serious.
Come on.
Anyway, so I wrote some stuff on my hand, and then I needed more paper. So halfway through the exam, I put my hand up to get more paper, and that teacher seen the writing on my hand.
Smoking gun.
Every exam I did in Year 12, because I was already playing AFL footy, I couldn't get anything wrong. I just put my name on the top, waited for half an hour, waited till the first bloke got up. Yep, you're the dumbest here. He got up and then I'd follow him.
And then just hand in a piece of paper.
That's all I did for my exams.
Okay.
You guys are idiots. You should have studied arts like I did. I drew a picture. Then you can just walk out.
Sounds like my books.
13-10-60. Did you get busted cheating? Have you tried to cheat at some stage in your life? Maybe it was a marathon. Maybe it was an exam. Maybe it was in your personal life
and you
got busted with that undisputable proof, the smoking gun.
My dad never told me he used to smoke. He thought it would set a bad example, so he didn't want me to know that he smoked. And I was at his company cricket match one weekend and all the warehouse boys, because he used to work in marketing, they said, oh, your dad, he's a good bloke. I'm like, oh, yeah, he's a good bloke. Yeah, no, he's always down having a smoko with us during... he's what?
You're busted.
That's your bust. Oh, yeah, I don't have a jingle ready. Oh, there's even a sting.
Do you want me to tell a story that I've never told anyone? This is...
Oh, go on. This is good. It's a Feb story he's never told anyone.
Do you want us to call Nui and that, Dan and Confidential?
Yeah. Welcome to... Yeah,
you busted.
Well, I've never been busted, but I'm just doing a Lance Armstrong. I'm just going to admit things.
Okay,
but
here
not
we go.
That, not like that.
Okay, so it's the wrong
sting. Wrong. Anyway, 3.2K time trial. We had to run at Carlton, which is a, run around the oval. It's like a time trial. And I had to come in on a Saturday morning and do it because I couldn't get my time. I couldn't get a good enough time. So I had to come in on a Saturday morning. It was like 8:30 or 9 o'clock in the morning. And all the boys are going up to the Murray River for the Southern 80. So I was like, they were leaving at like 8:30. And if I didn't get in the car, I couldn't get there. So I got there early at 8 o'clock. Usually took me about 13 and a half minutes to run around that thing because I can't run. So I cut across those ovals at Royal Parade. You've run around that thing.
Oh, mate, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
I cut straight across, cut 2.5 minutes off my time, ran a 10:30. And the coach, Wayne Britton's like, mate, that is amazing. You've really come back fit. You're really doing well. I said, yeah, I've been working really hard. No, I could never get that time ever again. 10:30 was the benchmark. So they used to hammer me.
If Fev was caught taking that shortcut,
you busted.
He would have been busted.
You went busted.
Myself in. No, well, I am now.
How lazy is Wayne Britton? You could have just turned your head, mate. You would have seen it.
But then the next time I ran it, he rode behind me on a bike to make sure that it didn't cut. So I reckon he might have known anyway. But anyway, cheated. Ran a 10:30. Whatever.
And 20 years later, he's busted.
13:10:60. If you actually got found out, I mean, Fev alluded that. That was well done. The smoking gun, if you got found out cheating.
And I never felt better. I was like, 10:30. What a great time.
It's the Fox.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Oh, you found this Facebook post, this marathon runner, Fifi.
I didn't find it. It was in the news.
Okay, well, at some point you did discover
it. Sure you discovered
because,
it.
I mean, it wasn't just put in your face. I mean, you've had to look for it, surely.
It was like you suggested that I was scrolling through Facebook and I found
you're
this
prepping,
girl's page.
Prepping for the show.
Yeah, thank you, Fev. You're siding with Byron. That's unusual.
I think it's the camaraderie that I love about this team.
There's a story.
This show is Stacks On. We should change the name of this show to Stacks On.
That's a great
Stacks
name.
On in the morning.
Yeah, whoever's
at least it's more concise.
Anyway, there's a food. Yeah, this girl over in Fort Lauderdale in the Florida, she ran a marathon. She came second. She's got her trophy. There was a photo of her with the trophy, but her GPS Fitbit was very visible in the photo, and somebody zoomed in and realized that she hadn't run the required kilometers. So she'd skimmed off about 3K.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, yes, there
is. In a run. No, there's not.
Cheating. It's cheating,
Fev. No, it's not. You can just cut corners.
But the good thing about that was, Byron, she was...
You busted.
Busted.
Then it says you're busted.
Oh, man. 13,
stacks
10,
on.
16.
Stacks on.
Have you been busted cheating, holding that smoking gun? Adam from Plenty. Hi, Adam.
How you going?
Good, Adam. When were you busted?
During high school. I had a six-week assignment due with 2 days left, hadn't started it. Probably about 20 people in the class. So I messaged my friend, got her to send hers through, changed a couple of words around, a couple of photos around, and submitted it. And the next day he pulled me into the class and pulled us both into the class, and she wasn't too happy about it. And got caught.
Ah,
busted.
You busted.
No fun, is it, Adam? Does it make you never want to cheat again when you got busted?
Pretty much. I had half an hour to finish the six-week assignment then. So...
Lesson mate, learned.
Keep pushing through.
Sometimes there is a lesson in getting busted.
Hey, got one for you.
Oh, here we go.
Were you actually busted?
Yeah.
Because last time you weren't.
Yeah. Last time, this is when I actually got busted.
Okay, good. This
so
one's
I did this. Oh, I did go. This. It was about a 10-week real estate course, which was about 2 years ago, to do be a real estate agent. And I literally
Save
went to...
the real estate
yeah,
agent!
I'd be good.
How come we've never heard about this?
Because it just... gets refreshed. He just refreshed me saying, great, this is great. Like, this is a story of the Fevolution. Probably should save it because I'm running out. Anyway, did this 10-week course. It was night school and I literally went. It was like from 6 till 9 o'clock. It was in the city just on St Kilda Road somewhere up there near the police station. You know, the near somewhere.
Yeah.
Anyway, sat through all of it, did all the work. It was actually really good fun. So I was like, oh, this is amazing. So we had to do our big test, which was all in all the five different books that we had, and we had to do this big test. And anyway, I was playing poker with all the boys on a Tuesday night, as we do, and I said I was doing the real estate course, got the big assignment coming up, and Shane Warne's brother Jason had just done the real estate course and passed. He goes, oh, I'll just flick you through the essay that you have to write, say as you're doing it. I said, oh, that'd be heaps easier, because it's been the same for like 10 years. Anyway, changed the name on the top to Brendan Voller, handed it in. And then I get a call about a week later from my teacher, and I said, oh, how'd I go on the test? Because he got like an A, he nailed it.
Yeah.
And he goes, you got zero. I said, sorry, what? And he goes, looks like you've grabbed someone else's assignment from the last semester, but a week before your course started, the questionnaire for the last exam's changed. Whoa, you're busted.
You busted.
All that hard work I did.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great story.
And then I cheated. Well, I didn't really cheat, busted. But I knew it, and I got busted.
That was perfect.
Well,
for
in
this.
Fairness, I mean, at least the real estate market continues on. It's probably for the best in the long run.
It was Super
then,
Saturday,
in
too,
fairness
on the weekend.
To poor Mohammed, who's been on hold for 10 minutes.
Sorry, mate.
Mohammed.
Oh, stacks on.
Sorry, Mohammed.
Oh, I won't tell any stories about myself ever
We've
again.
We've had you on hold for far too long, Mohammed. Thank you for waiting.
That's all good. Morning, guys.
Mohammed,
it was a good story, though, wasn't it?
Did you like Fev's story?
Yeah, it was an excellent story.
Yeah, good. There we go. Mohammed, did you get busted?
Yeah, it was in year 8 history. We were writing answers on a tissue box during a test. and passing it around, and then the teacher decided he needed a tissue, and he looked in closer to what he thought was graffiti and figured out we were writing answers, sharing them around, and we ended up all getting it. We got a class detention.
A class detention? That's not detention if you're just hanging out with your class. That's a rad time.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Oscars Day today. The Oscars will be firing up over there in LA. And we thought, you know what, let's celebrate the Oscars by going back in a time machine down memory lane to some of the best Oscar moments. Not necessarily favourably. Let's discuss some of the most controversial Oscars highlights.
Are you doing a list?
You know what? I haven't done it for a while.
What a quickie dick! Baby, V's got a lift this morning.
Yeah,
that's me done that.
Here we go. So we've got Jimmy Kimmel. He is hosting the Oscars, and it's a difficult.
A tough
when
gig.
You get up on stage, whether you're hosting it or you're accepting an award. Sometimes you don't get it right, or presenting an award, and sometimes you've got a gag in your head, and you're like, "This will go down. Like they'll love it." And then James Cameron gets up in 1998, bit of a flashback for Titanic, and he does this. Now
I don't know.
Sorry, you does what?
Don't. You're fine.
No. Because you said he does this, but then he kept talking.
It's fine.
Do you want me to play it?
Well, I was going to say, listen for the wary applause at the end of it.
Oh, boy.
I don't know about you, but I'm having a really great time. Mom, Dad, there's no way that I can express to you what I'm feeling right now. My heart is full to bursting, except to say, I'm the king of the world!
You know, the weirdest thing, that was for the Terminator.
It was one of those moments where he thought that'll go down well, but if you looked at the crowd and remember the whole world went, mate, pull it in. Like, come on, you're just a director.
Why do they do gags for?
I know.
Why don't you just get up, be humble, thank your mum, your kids, your dad.
And just get off the stage. Well, Fev, what about when they do gags when they're presenting? Because remember,
that's what
there
I mean,
was that
presenting.
Well, Anne Hathaway and James Franco in 2011. Who could forget? Because it was obviously the Academy went, let's get some young guys or girls up there and we'll play to a younger demographic. But these two had zero chemistry.
Oh my gosh, you're all real.
Wow.
This is actually happening. Okay. Hello, and welcome to the 83rd Annual Academy Awards.
Anne, I must say, you look so beautiful and so hip.
Oh, thank you, James.
Yeah.
You look very appealing to a younger demographic
thank
as well.
Thank you. We're both nominated.
Actually, James, I'm not nominated tonight.
Oh, come on, Anne, don't be so modest.
I'm just not nominated. It used to be, you get naked, you get nominated. Not anymore.
Yeah, good chat.
Terrible chat. And can I say something on that? See, he's just reading his script. He was literally just reading the auto cue. He's no fun, James Franco. I'm calling that. And I've interviewed him before. One of the worst interviews ever.
Ooh.
He's just no fun. No, he's just cold.
Anyway,
I know it wears you out, but you're a lot of fun when you do Neighbours. You get tired. You let your guard down. How good is this?
John Travolta in at number one. Who could forget when he unfortunately didn't know how to pronounce Idina Menzel's name. Now, you know Idina from Frozen's Let It Go, the singer of that wonderful song. Listen, though, to the run-up. He knows the name's coming, and you can tell he's like, how can I pad this out?
Here to perform the Oscar-nominated, gorgeously empowering song, Let It Go, please welcome the wickedly talented, one and only Adele Dazeem.
It's the run-up. Wickedly talented. You could hear his brain going, no.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
We love Fev so much that Dave and I just spent a few minutes just appreciating his amazing hair.
Yeah, what a head hair.
It just is Fev. You know that? The natural curl to it.
Correct.
It's luscious.
Oh. Hasn't been this length for a long time,
it's good,
guys.
Though. Look at
long
the curl time. Kicking.
Oh, mate, look at it. He's a healthy young man.
His hair is looking amazing, but guys, he's more than just a great head of hair.
He is. It is Fevruary. This is the month of Fev, where Fev is dedicating his time to go out and about and be the people's person. Fev, you've done some wonderful things over the last month. And admittedly, it started off as a stitch-up. We were like, oh, well, Fev's not got much on. He's playing a lot of PlayStation. He's watching a lot of daytime movies. We'll get him out and about. And you've loved it. And this was one of the best. On Friday, you went to Knox Private Hospital because Brody contacted us. and wanted you to drop in to visit some patients and just give them a lift and brighten their day.
Yes, just get them up and about. And I did realise that one of the patients I went and visit, his daughter is a producer on Celebrity Get Me Out of Here over in South Africa.
Yeah,
small world.
That is a small
massive
world.
Cats, man. We spoke about Dave for a little bit. So just go in there, and obviously they're a little bit sick, so just went in there and just had a little bit of a chin wag, which is great.
So I'm here at Knox Private Hospital for another February, and I'm here with Brody, who contacted us on Facebook to get me to come visit some patients.
I just thought it'd be a really nice thing to do, have a chat with the patients, brighten up their day. They're not feeling the best, so just thought I'd...
So get me in to chirp them up, bit of a brighten up on this beautiful day, and righto, let's get in there then. Let's go. Hi, mate.
How
are
you doing?
I'm good. What's happening, mate? How
are
you feeling?
Oh, much better than I was yesterday.
Oh, no good yesterday. Yeah. I picked the right day then.
Yeah.
So you're right next to McDonald's there, mate. Do you ever get the craving?
I've been there before.
You've been there before, the Golden Arches?
Congratulations on your new job.
Oh, thanks, mate. That's what happens when you sit on your butt in the jungle for 50 days and do nothing.
I get to find out how to tune in when I get out of there.
Yeah, 101.9 The Fox.
And what time are you on?
From 6 a.m. to 9 a.m.
Oh, yeah?
There's a guy who works with us called Byron Cook. His real name's Greg, so he changed his name, but anyway. He always seems to go after 9 o'clock.
Oh, does he?
Which annoys me because we finish at 9.
Okay.
So he finishes like 9:10. It's no etiquette. So
I'm
clocking on and clocking off. All right, mate. It's been good. A pleasure.
Yeah.
Get well.
Yeah, thanks for all.
How are you, mate?
Hi.
I'm good.
I'm getting better all the time.
You're getting better, mate? Yeah. That's good. Yeah. I'm looking after you, mate?
Oh, yeah. I'm being spoiled rotten, mate. Oh, yeah. I think I am anyway, mate.
And where are you from? You from Melbourne?
Melbourne, yeah.
Melbourne based. Yeah. All your life?
Oh, no. It's only a matter of months since I've been here.
Oh, okay. In the hospital?
But I've been on Earth a hell of a long time.
You've got me covered.
96.
You're 96?
Yeah.
Wow, you look good. 96 is amazing.
96.
Wow. 4 more years and you get a letter from the Queen.
Yeah, I don't worry about the future. it's going to come whether I'm there or not.
It's
going
to happen, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just worry about today. Oh, you're the best. Well, no, this has been a pleasure.
Get on, you're
a legend.
Great pleasure. I can be your hero,
baby. What a great bloke.
Yeah, James at the end there, 96 years old. He looked that good. Aww. And he's just a bundle. He had obviously he's got a lot of knowledge up there. He's been around a while. And he just was just cracking gags. He was just wrapped. And then when I left him, I nearly had a tear in my eye. I said, good to see you, mate. And he goes, we'll see each other again. We'll catch up again. And he just grabbed me and like rubbed my arm.
That's
and I was like,
lovely.
Just he wanted just a bit of, he's 96, so he wanted a bit of company. And I was like, good man.
There's a video
Melbourne
of that one.
Supporter.
Yeah. Oh, good. Well, that's good. Actually, Daisy Pierce, a good mate of ours.
Yes.
Go the D's. Video on Facebook right now, so you can check out Fev's visit. That was to the Knox Private Hospital. All the patients there. The video's at Fifi Dave Fev Byron on Facebook.
And the guy I spoke about before the little package didn't make it in there, so hopefully he'll be on the video.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Oscars, big day, Fev.
It is a big day. Think about the pampering. Think about the preparation that so many of those Hollywood stars have put in over the last 3 months. No eating, shaving, waxing. It's all happened for them over the last few months.
And what do the girls do?
Yeah, hey. Good gear.
L.
Anyway, it is big time and lots of preparation. And we sometimes get access to these stars. It's very difficult at this time of year, though. They're all busy and not returning calls.
Well, it's funny how you said they all get looked after because, I mean, this is the day where I think also the A list is they all get put up in hotels, they all get the good stuff and
yes.
post that on Instagram that, oh guys, I'm just wearing $25,000 worth of jewellery. But all the stars, did you know this, they get limousined to the Oscars in Teslas. You know the electric cars?
Yes.
The zhuzhy ones?
They're like $250,000.
Yeah, well, I didn't know this, but Morgan Freeman, this is all true, is an investor of Tesla. Like he's working with Elon Musk.
He's doing a lot.
Is he really?
He legitimately is. And there was a news story that said all these Teslas that go through, all the sat-nav in the Teslas are voiced by Morgan Freeman.
Wow.
That is a fact. And guys, because I've always got my finger on the pulse, on the weekend I got to test drive one of these Teslas.
Really?
Yeah, Morgan Freeman.
Oh, this is nice. Everything looks so...
Hello, I'm Morgan. Where would you like to go?
Wow, just a drive?
Would you like to go to the Macca's drive-thru? You know, when Fev was in the car, he went to 5 different drive-thrus in half an hour. He inhaled so much junk food, his back passage was working overtime.
A bit graphic.
There was no need for seat warmers that day.
How about we just go for a leisurely drive?
Fine by me. What kind of music would you like to travel to?
Sorry, I'm still a bit taken aback by this whole experience.
I tell you what, I'll just go through your internet history in your phone to see what kind of tastes you have. Let's see. Oh, what's a MILF?
I wanted to look up where to get some milk.
It was a taboo. Oh, well then, what's X-Tube?
Plumbing service?
What?
Look, my brother borrowed the phone, okay? I don't know what he was looking at.
Sure. Pervert.
Sticky, stupid computer car.
Oh, come on, let's not sulk. We can still be friends. What car do you usually drive?
Well, I've been riding a Vespa scooter to work.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realize I was talking to a full-blown Nancy boy.
Hey, Vespas can be pretty tough, thanks.
Oh, sure. And is it tough when you're getting your mani-pedis done too, pretty boy?
You know, you're being a real smart-ass. Okay, is this how you're going to talk to all the Oscar peeps when they're in the car?
No, because I actually respect them. And let's be honest, they respect Morgan Freeman. I'll be cool with the men and so smooth with the ladies they'll probably want to pick me up. But it sounds like the only thing you'll be picking up is your girly little scooter.
Okay, I've had enough of this. Pull over, drop me off, I'd prefer to walk, that's it.
Bye-bye. Oh, wow. Pretty high maintenance for an F-grade celebrity.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Boys, remember a few weeks ago when we were all excited about the AFL Women's League taking off and how... Just as a girl, I said, growing up, I had two older brothers, a stepbrother, constantly playing footy, and I was told by about 10, I remember being told, you're not allowed to play footy because you're going to get boobs and you can't mark a ball. And there are lots of girls, women like me, who never got that chance. And I said, I wish I could be part of a footy team.
Do you think your parents just told you that because you couldn't mark a ball?
Well, yeah. You, no, look, that may, no, in, that may have
fairness,
come
look at those
it.
Little carny hands. I don't know how you hold your glass of water.
Anyway, I said to you a few weeks ago, it's a shame because I think I've just missed the cusp, the top end of being able to play.
Never too late, Pete. You keep believing. You believe.
There's some 36, 7-year-old players. I'm just a few years off that.
Our guest who is in right now is already laughing at everything you're saying.
Okay. Well, behind the scenes, I thought, no. And remember, because a few girls were in the show going, Fee, we'd love to be in your team. Well, guys, guess what?
Priceline Pharmacy, proud co-major partner of the Western Bulldogs women's team. Fee's footy flock.
Wow. I mean, you've got a footy flock. You've sponsored it.
I've got a sponsor. Guys.
You're on
when
fire.
When Priceline came to me and said, Fee, you want a team? We'll sponsor it. I said, I'd absolutely love to do that. And then they said, because you're a Bulldogs girl, would you like to work with the Bulldogs, the female Bulldogs team? I'm like, yeah, I would. And how exciting is this? Can we please welcome to the studio Ellie Blackburn? Yeah. Midfielder extraordinaire. We won't discuss the game on the weekend, but Ellie, you are on fire.
Thank you.
Ellie, this is so exciting for you and the girls to get involved in my little team. We're calling it Fifi's Footy Flock. So we're getting, you know, girls, young girls, 10, 12, and I'm going to help train them up.
Oh, no.
Sounds good.
I wish we had the visual of Elle going, ooh.
The facial expression was extraordinary.
Priceless.
Now, Ellie, you know, this must be, we haven't touched base with you yet. I mean, how's it been and what's your journey? How long have you been playing footy?
I've been playing footy my entire life, pretty much. I played Auskick and played junior footy with the boys and went through the youth girls and the senior women's program. So I've been around footy my entire life, so I've known a fair bit about it.
And it also says here that we've got a comedian in the house, and you said you'd love to be a comedian, and I think that's very funny. You must be really funny, because you also said you'd be an Audi store manager. Is that a part of the
something like that? I work at Aldi now, so.
And you like Neighbours? That's funny.
I do like Neighbours.
Did you watch Brooke Butler on Neighbours?
I have a confession to admit. I wasn't a massive fan on you when you came on.
No, really,
Ellie, you can say
she's the best. Well, you are so
she's
welcome.
The best.
I hated
your character. You came in and you threw things around a bit.
I did, and I ripped everyone off. Ellie, okay, stay tuned because I'm filming TV at the moment. I'm filming at the moment. I'm coming back, and I've turned everything. Oh, I may turn everything around. I can win you over. Brooke Butler will win you back.
And
did
if
you like
she
me by the end of my stint? Were you happy that I left?
I wasn't happy that you left, but I wish you made a turn earlier on.
Yeah, okay. No, fair enough.
Well, Ellie,
enough.
If Brooke didn't win you over, her football skills certainly will.
Ellie, I won't lie. I haven't played footy for a while. So any tips you can give me for coaching my girls, my team, would be brilliant. Feb. I'm not relying on Feb. He won't help me. Any tips to keep, you know, that I, when I get my girls together this week, where should I start? Handball, goal kicking.
I think you just got to start with basic kicking to start off with.
Yeah, good tip.
Teach them how to kick and how to handball and then I guess progress it into goal kicking. Everybody loves goal kicking.
They do, Ellie. You're right. Everybody, some people in this studio more than others. This is great. Well, 131060, here's the big shout out. If you want to be part of my little footy team that I'm putting together for girls, give us a call right now.
Great. Is there like an age? Like, how are we going to do it with it? Is there like a hitting zone?
I'm not ageist, Byron.
Okay, great.
Anyone and everyone is involved in my footy flock.
Good stuff.
Do you like that? Fifi's footy flock.
Now, Boxy, I know you like being the top dog. What happens when a 10-year-old kid turns up and can kick longer than you?
Beauty of it, Dave. I'm the coach. Don't actually have to do the kicking.
Yeah,
I don't have to do any of that bit.
Now, just a quick
I'm coaching.
One, just a quick one on the doggies, mate. You're one of the favourites at the start of the year, 1-3. What's going on down there at the kennel?
I know. We've hit a bit of a rough patch at the moment, unfortunately. But, we're trying really hard. We're missing Katie Brennan and we missed Aster
Superstar.
On the weekend. Oh, absolutely. So it'll be good when we get the likes of her back, hopefully this week. And then we can... Make a charge home.
Beautiful. Well, it's halfway through the year.
This is exciting. It's exciting, yeah.
Not the year, just the season. Yes.
Eight-week season.
Say in footy terms, mate.
Sorry, yeah, but halfway through the year, you scared me for a second.
You were hoping that was actual radio.
All right, hang around because we're going to take some calls from people from girls who want to join the footy flock. And this is all thanks to Priceline Pharmacy, proud co-major partner. And this whole deal was brokered by Fifi Box.
Yeah, Priceline and I got together, nutted it out. And look what we've got, a team.
The Western Bulldogs women's team. Callers, if you want to join Fifi's footy flock.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Ellie Blackburn from the Western Bulldogs is hanging out with us this morning. It's Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron on 101.9 The Fox. AFL Women's is on fire right now. Everyone watching it. TV ratings, attendances are just massive. Fief, would you like your footy flock jingle again?
Yeah, could I please?
Priceline Pharmacy, proud co-major partner of the Western Bulldogs women's team. Fief's footy flock.
Yeah, guys, you, and when I say you, not you, Ellie, because you've joined us today, incredible midfielder for the Western Bulldogs. These boys in the studio the other day were poo-pooing me when I said I'd like to have my own little footy team so I can live out a dream I had when I was a kid that never came to fruition. And they said that's never going to happen when I got my own sponsor, Priceline Pharmacy. So we're doing it, people.
Yeah. Did you get that cleared from the Bulldogs to add the song in with the name? Is that all cleared?
Don't worry.
Okay, yeah, just
making
sure.
The Bulldogs, Priceline Pharmacy and I, we're all over it. We know what we're doing. So that was there.
They're great. They got so much perfume just to cover up the stench of your skills.
Nice. That should have been the jingle.
It's so lovely to have Ellie here, and I'm trying to put together my little footy flock, and I have said if anyone wants to join, give us a call. And Lottie from Ocean Grove has called in. Hi, Lottie.
Hi.
Hey, Lottie, how old are you?
11.
Oh, Lottie, do you want to be part of my footy team?
Yes, I would love to.
Oh, Lottie, I would love you to be in my footy team.
Who do you barrack for?
The Western Bulldogs.
Yes!
Do you want to say hi to Ellie, Lottie?
Hi, Ellie.
Hi, Lottie.
Oh, that's so cute. Look, this is so fun.
Hold the line, Lottie. We'll give your mum and dad all the details,
okay? Yeah, you're in the team. Yeah. I mean, obviously ask mum and dad first, but you're in my team. That's so cool. Sydney, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Sydney, how old are you?
I'm 11.
Awesome. Guess what, Sydney? You're in the team.
Yay!
Now, I haven't got any other details other than that right now.
And who do you barrack for?
Hawks.
The Hawks. They don't have a girls' team, so you have to barrack for the Bulldogs.
Yeah. When I said you're in the team.
No, you're still in. You're still in.
No, I'm all inclusive. This is great. Well, there we go. Lottie, Sydney. I'll get more team. players. And then, Ellie, hopefully you and I'll chat about how you can help me coach my team. Because I've got the team now, don't really know what the next step is. But anyway, we'll get to that. It'll
Ali's
be great.
Ali's about to reckon. She's really up and about.
Yeah, she's into it.
Ellie can see she's going to be running the entire thing.
You've been roped into this. You're going to be doing a lot more than you realise, Ellie. Anyway, it is all thanks to Priceline Pharmacy, proud co-major partner of the Western Bulldogs women's team. Continued success. Good luck. Obviously, three more weeks for you guys to turn it around and maybe mathematical possibility of still making the finals for the Doggies?
Yes. Good. Mathematically we can, but we'll see.
Good. Okay, we will. It's a tough competition.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
We are genuinely a happy family. The four of us in here, we have a lot of fun and we're all good mates. But, now Dave, you missed this earlier today. Byron and Fev, they need to sort out an issue, a problem that occurred over the weekend that you and I have nothing to do with. So, Dave, let us sit back for a second. And you two, off you go.
Thanks, General. Thanks, General Fief.
Can I just quote one of the radio greats? What a treat.
So, Saturday was a big day in Byron's world. His beautiful girlfriend, Gabriella, turned 25. Which is amazing. They went out and had a birthday. They were down to St. Kilda Foreshore.
It was a.
And you're 41. It's weird, but
yeah.
Anyway,
well,
we
actually,
weren't
not
going
41.
There. That's not part of the story.
Not 41. So just correct you on that. But it was a long day, Fev.
Does Byron have a different age? And
it
Greg does.
Started.
They've got different ages for him.
I just want to premise all of this by saying the day started at noon, and it was definitely a day of celebration.
Anyway, let me tell the radio.
We need to get to the point, anyway, guys, because we don't have that long.
Tell him to stop talking.
Yeah, stop talking.
So anyway, we were supposed to go to the lunch, but Alex got called into work as one of the makeup artist at Runway Room was sick. She'd done her back. So Alex had to do a full day. So we didn't finish till five. And then got a little text message from my little mate, Anthony Kalia, my little jungle mate. And he said, come over for dinner, you and Alex and Tim and myself, and we'll put a little bit of a spread on, have a few drinks. Anyway, sitting up on his balcony, we're having a great old time, and I was getting in contact with Byron back and forth because they'd been out all day.
Gosh, and Dave, did Byron get in touch with you?
I mean, he did.
That's not part
of
the story, anyway. Sit back.
I didn't get any messages.
Sit back and relax. Anyway, so Byron, I said to Tim and Anthony, I was talking about Byron, and you know, and they said Greg, and I said, yeah, Greg, and they invited him around. So they came around, and Gabby and Aaron Rich at Flicks the Switch, he came over too.
Oh, the switch would have been flicked for sure on Saturday night.
He ended up getting flicked, and anyway, Byron brought some alcohol to drink to the party, which is great, which is what you always do. I brought Anthony a little present. You do that when you go to someone's house.
So he brought a bottle, an unopened bottle of alcohol.
Yeah, so he brought a bottle of gin. Mm-hmm. And then about a few hours later, after he's drank all Anthony's alcohol, drank mine as well, he left.
Not true.
And on his way out, he grabbed the bottle of gin that he brought and taken it home with him. And I actually said at the time, I said, you're not taking that bottle of gin, are you? And he goes, yeah, I am, because it's a bottle that we got from this and it turns pink and it's amazing. I said, man, you can't take alcohol to someone's house and then leave with it. Yeah. And he goes, no, I am. True.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. There's no. I'm going to say this. There's actually no defence for what happened at all.
Tight ass.
No. Obviously, I was very, very festive because let's just say I was tired and emotional.
Yeah, but that's usually when you forget stuff.
No, he knew it was there.
Okay.
He went straight to the cupboard and got the gin out and then took it home.
I've woken up at about 10:30 on the Sunday morning, and I'm not kidding. The first thing I thought was, oh, this is going to end up on the radio show. I knew.
You know what?
That must mean, because I'm not actually a tight ass for all the jokes you guys have.
No, but
for
see,
some
you just
reason.
Walked, see, we have those jokes, and then you've walked into that. See, I'm your friend. I can't even help you.
I can't help me.
And I did say when you guys left, we went back on the balcony, and they go, oh, they're great people. I go, yeah, they're really rippers. Byron's really good. He goes, but did he take that bottle of gin that he brought? And I said, yes, he did. And he goes, wow.
I was going to try and break into Anthony Kalia's house on Sunday morning and sneak the gin back to avoid what's happening now on radio.
But how do you explain nicking Anthony Kalia's phone and booking an Uber on it? Like, how do you explain that?
8:38.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Whoa, Donald Trump's ever-escalating war with the media continues. He tweeted on Saturday that he wouldn't be attending the White House Correspondents Association annual dinner in April. Now, this is a dinner that's been going on for hundreds of years, and traditionally the president and the vice president attend for a night.
And they do a funny speech.
Yeah. It's usually, they're usually on board. He said he is not part of it.
He lives there.
It's actually in his house. Yeah. It's a really good point. now we have the 45th president of the United States on the line right now. Mr. Trump, thank you for taking the time to join us again.
You are very welcome. Our Presidente is here. And I would just like to say to the gentleman there in the studio, I don't exactly live in Washington. I live in New York. Trump Towers, look it up, loser.
Pretty sure you live in the White House too, mate.
Sometimes. Anyway, moving on. We've got a sketch to do.
Okay. And it's 9 minutes to nine. We haven't got
Mr.
a commercial
Trump,
yet.
No, you won't be attending the White House Correspondents' Dinner this year. Is that right?
No, but I looked at my diary, and it seems on that date I got enough of to jam my testicles into a set of drawers, which is preferable to turning up to that thing.
But it's a tradition. I mean, the president turns up, even without your attendance. I mean, you know, the dinner will still go on.
Yeah, it's true. But I'll have my usual stand-in. It's a 20-year-old orange traffic cone with a cat's fur ball just placed on top. It does a great job.
Mr. Trump, let's just get serious. Are you afraid that they'll make fun of you at the dinner?
Excuse me, Missy, what's there to make fun of?
Oh, gosh, where do we start? Well, firstly, you lied and said Barack Obama, your predecessor, wasn't born in America and shouldn't have been president. Remember, you were caught on mic talking about grabbing that woman on the crutch. You referred to the 9/11 tragedy as the 7/11 tragedy. Remember when picked on a reporter who had a physical disability? And then there was that tweet. You tweeted that Scotland voted to get out of the EU when they voted to stay in. I mean, the list continues. You promised to build a wall along the Mexican border. That's an impossibility. Then you lied about the amount of people who attended your inauguration. There was that lie. You tried banning refugees, but that was overturned by the courts. And you deny having small hands when you obviously, they're obviously quite tiny.
Okay, but other than that, what are they going to talk about?
Honestly, what else will you be doing that night?
Okay. All jokes aside, I'll live with you, Missy. I'll be at home with the person I care about the most.
Oh, that's quite sweet. Melania?
No, me. I'll be watching reruns of The Apprentice.
All right. God. Thank you. That's President Trump. Fifi Dave Fevenbottom.
Fifi!